The Framework of a Christian Life. Bible Thought. I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. My wife likes to look at houses, even houses that are still under construction. Recently, we were driving through a neighborhood and saw a new house that had just been framed. Since it had no doors, we wandered in for a look. To my surprise, I found scriptures printed by hand on various studs throughout the house. Although they were soon to be covered up for decades by wallboards, the carpenter had left those scriptures as a testimony to his faith and as a blessing on that home. What would you like to have written on the framework of your house? What about on the framework of your life? This is Paul's statement of faith. He was willing to lose his bragging rights as a Jew in order to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. His righteousness was from God through faith in Christ, not one of keeping laws or observing rituals. Paul did not claim perfection. All he did was to press on to eternal life. For him, that meant suffering ridicule and persecution. But he knew a life built on faith in Jesus would stand the test. What is written inside your heart? Lord God, we want to know your Son and the power of his resurrection. Help us to press on to the goal. In Jesus' name, amen. John Williams, Abilene, Texas.